You don't have a television either?
No, for 7-8 years.
Why did that happen? How did that happen? Did you just decide one day to throw it out the window?
No, when I came to Germany, I had had a TV back in the UK, and my girlfriend in Germany didn't have a TV, and we didn't see any reason to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't speak German, so there was nothing that I could have watched and had much from, and she had never had a TV, and
right.
Didn't see the point.
Ours died. We had a TV for quite a few years. One day it stopped working. We agreed that we needed to buy another TV, and we argued about the size of the screen. I wanted a big screen to watch the football games and widescreen TV with the speakers, the surround sound speakers.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, we said, okay, we'll wait for a few months. And 6 months passed with no TV. We found that we went to the cinema more often.
Yeah.
We spoke to each other.
The listen to music. Conversation.
Exactly. And really our life improved a lot, socially and as a couple. So we've been without a TV now for probably 6 or 7 years.
Fantastic. It's much nicer without a TV. You do actually speak to one another. You maybe play board games in the evening, you're walking, or like you say, you speak to people. You develop a social life rather than vegetating in front of the screen.
And I don't know if you agree, but I actually think that there's some mild manipulation and brainwashing involved, especially with the advertisements that they throw in and the type of sitcom programs, comedy programs.
With product placements and everything, with encouragement for political parties or... Yeah.
And some of the programs are mindless. They're just, you sit there like a vegetable.
Almost all of the programs are completely mindless, yeah.